This is Ruth Leskel here. I'm visiting Edna McGuire at the Mill Valley. This is a Mill Valley rest home, isn't it? And many people are wondering about the early Mill Valley schools. You were a teacher here?
I came here in 1921.
And what was the first school you taught at? Was it
Homestead? I came here to principal of Homestead.
So that were there two teachers at that time?
Two teachers.
Mm-hmm. And you had come from Mariposa.
I came from Lunch right here. But I have taught in Mariposa before.
And you brought your younger sisters with you?
Well, they came down to go to high school. Went to Salem High School.
Last time we talked about, I think we talked about a flood too. Do you remember the flood of 1929?
Yes.
Miller Avenue flooded.
Miller Avenue was flooded. Homestead was all underwater. All that lower part of Homestead. You couldn't get down past Locust Station. It was all flooded.
Did they close school for one day then?
Oh, school was closed for several days. Mm-hmm. I don't remember just exactly how long it was closed. We couldn't get over to school.
And then you said, I can't remember one time you said that sometimes you used to walk along, was it Miller Avenue or Ethel, ringing a bell? Do you remember telling me that? I couldn't remember.
I walked down from, I lived up on Buena Vista at the Elsie Gordon's boarding house. A number of teachers lived there. She had a boarding house for teachers up on Buena Vista, right where the Catholic Church is now. And I used to walk from there down to Homestead School every morning.
And did you ring a bell on the way to call the children, or you just... No.
I just call them as I go along. I see them and call them to come to school.
Oh, I see.
But to me, they all lived along the hill. A lot of them lived up on the hill here, past that hill back here. And I would go walk down Ethel Avenue and go up Ethel Avenue.
I just saw a man at the gas station where I got some air in my bicycle tire, Mr. Lambretti. I can't remember his first name, but he remembered going to school with you as you were his teacher. When you came, Old Mill School had just been built.
Well, they were just building Old Mill School, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Park School was here.
Park School was... There was five teachers at Park.
There were five teachers at Park. And Homestead had two. And we didn't have a school in Tam Valley then, did we?
No, I don't think so.
Nor did we have next to Alto School. Alto School wasn't there either.
There was no
Alto School. That's the three. Then there were three schools, and then Tam High. That had been started then, that had been going on since about 1910, Tam High?
Yes.
Dr. Woods?
I think that was the date. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be sure.
And do you remember some of the names of the other principals or who the superintendent was?
Well, Amos Lucy was principal at Park, and Ida Plummer was principal at the summer school. There was no Old Mill School. And Belle Abraham was principal at Old Mill when it was opened.
The Summit School, was that up Summit Avenue and it has since been torn down?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is a former church building there. It was across the street from that
school, yes.
From that. They were across the street from each other. Because some children have said, oh, that was a school, but that church building was not the school. The school had since been torn down. Then during the war years, you were principal at Park School?
I came over to Park in 25.
Oh.
I was in Homestead until 1925, I came to Park.
And so then I remember you told me that you started, when the war started and Marin Ship was built, some of the people lived in Mill Valley who
yes.
worked there?
Oh, yes.
And when would they bring their children to school?
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
And they picked them up?
At 7 o'clock.
They worked such long hours
there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So did you, I remember you said one of the mothers, or several of the mothers, started a hot lunch program?
Yes. Park Primary basement. We had a cafeteria in Park Primary basement for the children.
And who took care of the children before and after the school hours? Did they have helpers?
Well, we had teachers assigned to get the islands on their 7 o'clock. To be there when they arrived, because I was the front of the principal, and then the other teachers would come.
Who took care of the children before and after the school hours? Did they have helpers?
Well, we had teachers assigned to get the islands on their 7 o'clock. To be there when they arrived, because I was the front of the principal, and then the other teachers would come.
I remember you said the best people were in charge of the child care part. You felt some of the people hadn't been trained to take care of children.
Yes.
That you felt they left something to be desired from them. So that's one reason you were there early, to see that the children were treated nicely.
Yes, they were taken care of. Mm-hmm.
Then we were talking one time about that time that we visited before, that there was a special meeting to save Old Mill Park. Meeting that everybody would put in so much money so they could buy the site of Old Mill Park, $10.
Yes, that was one Sunday they had a meeting, and the people of Mill Valley went to this meeting, and it was to preserve the trees. They were planning to cut down some trees, and that was when the old mill school was built, and they were afraid that some of the trees would be cut down. Mm-hmm.
So that people subscribed?
People subscribed. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was just to save the redwood trees? Because you know the library was built in that corner of Old Mill Park, and
but no trees were sacrificed.
But no trees, no redwood trees. There were a few little bushy oaks and
sure.
lots of poison oaks. Yeah. That was the corner with poison oak flourished.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that worked out quite well. Do you have any comments on the children, any particular children that you remember?
Oh, they were all wonderful children. Mill Valley has always had very outstanding children, I think. They really had that.
Oh, there was one amusing incident. You were walking, I think, along Throckmorton Avenue, and you saw two girls coming toward you wearing a special kind of t-shirt. Can you tell us that?
Well, that was after the new Edna McGuire School was built, and they had the t-shirts with the Bulldogs, I think it says on the back of the t-shirts, the Edna McGuire Bulldogs, was their football team. And they were wearing these sweatshirts with a green lettering on them, and they struck me so funny. I had not seen them before, and they were walking ahead of me, and I was laughing. It just struck me, Ed McGuire Bulldogs. I think that's what the lettering was. And when I got up to them, the girls turned around and looked at me, and they didn't like my laughing, and they didn't know why I was laughing. So I told them, I said, well, I'm Ed McGuire. They didn't know before that I was Ed McGuire. After that, some of the children wanted me to buy what I wear. I couldn't see myself.
I think that's just a wonderful story. That this plaque, may I take this down?
Yes.
This plaque says, in recognition of a significant contribution to the teaching profession, as president of CTA, the California Teacher Association Bay Section Council, 1938, S. Edna McGuire. Is there a secret about that S? S. Edna McGuire?
Sarah.
Sarah?
My first name is Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And I always sign my name S. Edna McGuire.
Mm-hmm. So then besides the teaching and being principal, you were active in the teachers' groups, that is, the teachers' association.
Well, that group is the Bay Section of the California Teacher Association. That's the 13 counties around the Bay.
Oh.
And I was president of that.
Oh, that was a big administrative job then.
Yes, it was.
You have no doubt then many pleasant memories of, as you have said, of the wonderful children you've known and your colleagues here in the district.
Yes, we've always had a very outstanding group of teachers in our college. And the children are very responsive.
When you first taught school, was it in the mountains somewhere?
Up in near Yosemite, in Mariposa County. I taught at Chowchilla.
Chowchilla.
Chowchilla. It was an Indian school.
Okay.
Most of the children were Indian.
They spoke, of course, some English.
The little digger Indians, the Modocs.
The Modocs. Did you change your ways of teaching when you taught them? You were supposed to teach them to read and write English?
Yes, I had squaws that were older than I was. Indian squaws were older than I was.
That they came to learn to read and write?
They went to school every day.
Oh, really? And they just weren't little children then.
Yeah. And I never forget, I gave them, at Christmas, I gave the boys neckties and the girls handkerchiefs. And I did them up in tissue paper, put red ribbon on them. And I went back about 5 years later, and I went to visit them in their homes. And those packages were still tied up in that same paper and ribbon and kept. They didn't untie them. They just kept them.
Do you think then that they had not much contact with other people?
They
then
didn't have any. They were just by themselves. There was a mountain country. It was in near Yosemite and near Walmart.
Yes. You had then gone to Santa Rosa with your is it your niece and nephew, and lived there for a while, but they, you see, have gone to Micronesia to teach.
Yes.
To teach.
We just left yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So we've been very, very busy getting them off. Catherine and Joe, they spent last night in Hawaii.
And their daughter is here in California attending school?
The daughter is in Germany.
As you say, this is a hard day to talk about many, many years past, because your mind has been filled with getting them off. Mrs. Lesko here. I have just finished an interview upstairs with Miss Edna McGuire at the here at the Mill Valley Nursing Home on Miller Avenue. It's October 27th, 1970.